Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth, and Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my gassy gigglers? We had a weekend.
I feel like we should, that should be the word more often, but it's just not.
How has it never been gassy gigglers? Because that's my, that's how it's, I identify.
That's your aesthetic.
That's my aesthetic. That's my
it's
brand.
Your whole brand.
I'm bloated because I've been on planes.
Wait, same. And like now I feel like you every time that I'm like, whatever, no one's going to hear it.
You just lift one butt cheek, blame it on the dog. I just quick update. I won my fantasy league this week.
Sorry, excuse me, gigglers. Hannah's going to do her admin now. So, we're so sorry. Go ahead.
I won my fantasy. So I'm kind of a big deal this week. And then I did have a loss, though, with my bagel order this morning.
Okay. Wow.
Loss.
This is a great, we've never spoken about this. You wake up. You're going to go, you're going to order your go-to bagel. Mm-hmm. What is your typical go-to bagel?
So my go-to bagel is from Kozar's in the Lower East Side.
Okay.
You'll never lose. It's an everything bagel with scallion or vegetable cream cheese. Toasted.
Hannah, that's my bagel order. Everything with scallion.
Are we best friends?
Or chive.
Are we literally best friends or chive?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not a discussion. Game over. But I went to this, there was like a fancy place mm-hmm. that I wanted to get a dirty chai latte and a quiche.
Okay.
Because I'm
big quiche people.
I'm a big quiche person. When I eat a quiche, I smoke and yep. I have a beret on.
And I feel like you wear like little white socks yeah. and you are like dabbling with it. Yes, those are the socks I was picturing.
I just bought the socks that are like curled around the edges.
I feel like you're someone that wants to experiment with a beauty mark, but you haven't yet. Like, you know, like
a fake beauty mark.
Yes, like every time we see you in a new Instagram picture, like there's your beauty mark is like in a different spot. And I see that for you.
Oh my God. I mean, everyone wants a Marilyn Monroe beauty mark.
Right.
But none of us are that lucky in life.
But you are.
I do probably have skin cancer.
No, who's the girl everyone says you look like? Cindy Crawford.
No, that's bad. Everyone says my cat looks like Cindy Crawford.
Sorry, my apologies. I'm so sorry about her.
On the express shoot, they put my hair to the side.
Yes.
And everyone was saying I look like Cindy Crawford. Looked in the mirror, I look like Donald Trump. It was such a, like, if you're gonna lie, like, at least make it close. Anyway, so I order a quiche and then I go, you know what? I'm not going to be full from this quiche. Mm-hmm. I have a phobia of always being hungry. So I'm like, I'm going to order their vegetable cream cheese on a bagel. The bagel was fine.
Mm-hmm.
The cream cheese was some fancy shit that I was very offended by. First of all, it was just like cream. Like, it wasn't like salty. It was just like cream, like healthy cream.
Okay.
And then they just chopped up a bunch of raw vegetables, including raw onions, carrots, which I can't chew carrots. I don't know who can chew carrots. I can't do it.
And they put it on top.
And like scallions. And it was just mixed in this like raw cream. And then I was like, okay, I'll put some salt in it. And then I just felt like attacked, bamboozled, led astray.
Were you like, I want to move? Because this isn't like a New York City bagel. What's happening?
No, like my enemies are working hard today.
There's nothing more upsetting.
And if you take one bite of a raw onion too early in the day, your day is done.
Yeah.
Call it a day. I don't care if you Listerine. Like, I still taste it right now. You guys can taste it through the pod right
That's
now.
That's how I feel when I wake up in the morning after having, like, a tomato and onion and, like, feta salad. Like, I can taste it the next morning.
Why would God do this to us when we're just trying to be healthy by eating greens?
I bought something on Amazon. You know,
no. Warn me before you say something so outlandish.
You're such a bitch.
You said it like
I was literally going to say it to help you. But now I'm probably just going to put it in my newsletter and you'll have to wait for it.
Don't, Nikki. No,
but you know how everyone's like always gets those tongue scrapers?
Yeah.
Sometimes they make me, like, I can't do it. Like, it makes me gag and I'll, like, literally vom.
Yeah.
Because if, like, you go too far back, it's, like...
People don't talk about that. It's not a vomit and it's not a gag, but it makes a sound.
Yeah, it's, like... It's just... No, I can't do it.
When guys love that shit, they'll probably get a boner seeing you do that.
Honestly, Craig is always in the bathroom when I'm brushing my teeth. I don't know anything about it. No, but it's shaped... Like, the bristle is like a toothbrush, but it's flat.
Yeah.
And you, like, brush your tongue with it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to use, like, your regular toothbrush. And you don't have to, like, use the tongue scraper that, like, goes so far back. Anyhow.
I feel like they say there's this disease that you have bad breath. And I feel like everyone deep down thinks they have it.
Yeah.
Because you would never tell your friend who has bad breath that they actually chronically have bad breath.
Right.
If it's like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
And then it's always the people who are really paranoid who never have bad breath. Like, another person was like, I'm so sorry, just had
coffee.
Or like
someone who's like, yeah.
And you're like, breathe in
you're
my
like,
face.
I don't even know.
It's the best smell I've ever smelled.
I'm just pressing the button on the elevator, ma'am. Like, I don't even know you.
You know when you feel like you have bad breath and you just like keep trailing your words away from them? You're like, yeah, this is the one time.
Yeah, or sometimes like Craig will be like, why aren't you opening your mouth when you're kissing me? And I'm like, because my breath is bad.
Because I don't like you.
I'm like, buzz off.
Des is always like Listerines before sex, which I think is so romantic and cute.
Wait, that's so cute.
Like, he'll just like go in the bathroom and do it. And I'm like, oh my God, he still cares. And then he'll be like, are you going to Listerine? And I'm like, just because you're insecure. Also, I don't give a fuck if my breath smells. And in my head, I'm like, he's so cute that he cares. And then I'm like, suck it up. Do you love all of me? Do you love my pheromones, all of it? Anyway, it's been a week.
It's been a week. I was in Charleston this past weekend, and I was supposed to be there this week, but then Craig had to go do Watch What Happens Live. He's going to be on Watch What Happens Live Thursday.
I feel like
Thursday.
He was on Watch What Happens Live yesterday.
No, he's literally just there.
He's hosting Watch What Happens Live at this point.
He's on with Tiffany New York Pollard.
Okay. People don't talk about Tiffany enough. Mm-mm. There's a clip from The Villains, which that show looks good if I could watch reality TV.
Yeah.
Where she called Johnny Bananas a salamander.
I haven't seen it, but like it's a great show concept.
It's a great show concept because you know that they're going to edit it, the villains, for there just to be like one really bad villain. And then you start liking the villains. Then you realize that the world is made up.
I had to like explain to Craig who she was.
Did you show clips?
I didn't show him any clips, but I was like, I don't really even know where to start.
Didn't she get spat on by Pumpkin?
She sure did.
Pumpkin?
I was like, I feel like you've seen memes. Like, she calls everyone a fat cunt. And he was like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Wait, I feel like she's going to love Craig.
Okay. And I was so stressed out because we all know the debacle of his outfit last time. So we get off the plane and I'm like, okay, we have to go to Zara immediately.
But we haven't even fully processed that. And they're putting him on Watch What Happens Live again.
He was like filling in for someone.
Okay, but like the patriarchy's crazy. Like if you made a fashion mistake like that, they would lose your number. You'd be fired.
Literally would never be asked on Watch What Happens Live ever again. Craig shows up as bananas in pajamas and they're like, let's bring him back next week. So then I'm stuck scraping for an outfit. This is what he does to me too. Like he has these pair of Nike sneakers and he looks at me and he goes, I want to wear these. So match something to that.
First of all, say please.
First of all, say please. Second of all, okay, I'm going to do it. So I put him in navy blue pants, an ivory button up, and then like an ivory bomber. Because I was like, I'm done with the suits.
Yeah, bomber. I will send you. There are some good TikToks of girls who like transform their boyfriends.
No, I need to do the TikTok sound so like.
You have to do it. But okay, I'm excited to see him tonight. Yeah. Have you and him ever done it together?
Only once.
Oh. Do you know the only time I've ever done Watch What Happens Live was over Zoom? I've done it like 6 times over Zoom.
Oh, yeah. Because
it was all during the pandemic. I've never once done it in the clubhouse.
Oh, my God. Wait, that seems crazy.
The first time I got asked to watch Robins Live was, like, March 6th or something. And March 8th was when, like, the NBA closed down.
Yeah.
And we got an email being like, hey.
We're shutting down.
We're not going to do it. I already had, like, gotten a dress and everything. So I did it for my parents' house. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. One day we'll do it together, me
yeah,
and you.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll manifest that. I feel like him and Tiffany are going to have a funny moment.
No, I can't wait. I was like, just keep complimenting her and tell her she's the best reality star there ever.
But she is.
Right.
Just spit the facts.
Right. I was like, but she will roast you. That's why I was so stressed about his outfit because I was like, if he shows up and doesn't look good, she will roast him. And then it's going to come back to me.
Let's talk about some celebrity relationships right now because it's crazy in these streets.
I saw a meme today that said, I will literally pay people to stop interviewing Jada. And I agreed with it. Look, I hate men too.
And we support women in the arts.
I'm so supportive, but she and there even I have a line. She is dogging him. Like, why is she doing? Why is she saying all of this stuff? Why does she hate him so much? Just divorce him then.
Well, also, it's not the spin that I thought it would be. I thought she'd explain like, oh, this is why he got so mad. Instead, she goes, I don't know either. I'm not even his wife.
No. When she was like, I was confused why he got up and said, like, keep my wife's name. Like, we've been separated for 7 years. Then why were you there? Why were you there? She's on my last nerve, I feel like.
Coming for any woman is not okay. Like, it's not okay. And I'll always take the woman's side regardless. Mm-hmm. But at this point, like, I just want a wellness check for Will. Like, he's been going through it and the fact is that he's not saying anything.
Right.
So like
well, he's been silenced.
He's been silenced.
He literally has.
Also like
we need Will on Red Table Talk so he can speak.
Like, I know. Well, when he did do it, she like basically talked about her affair with another guy and he sat there and like cried the whole time. Do you remember? And then they throw their kids involved.
I feel like I blocked that out mentally.
This is why I'm upset, because I love the gossip, but this is for like a reality TV family.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Not the Smiths.
That's called... The Smiths, he's an... Is he an Oscar winner?
Multiple.
I don't want to know Oscar winners' drama.
I think multiple.
Because it affects me enjoying their movies. Because I just keep thinking of, like, Jada, like, pegging him.
Which has definitely happened.
For sure. Maybe he likes it. Maybe he loves the abuse. Maybe they get off on it.
I'm so, like, confused by the whole thing because what is she even doing press for that she, like, keeps getting interviewed?
She wrote a book, but also, like, why?
Oh, right, she wrote a memoir. That's why she, like, keeps talking about, like, Tupac.
Yeah, she's in love with Tupac. But the thing with Tupac—
Now she's giving Tupac alopecia. It's like, wait, the man's dead, please.
Let him rest in peace. Yeah.
She was like, he had alopecia and everyone should know about it, but he was embarrassed. It's like, oh, well, then Don't say it now. He kept it a secret for this long.
For us to be telling Jada to like not talk as much is crazy.
For me to say,
we've never shut up in our lives.
If I tell you you're being mean to your significant other, you need to check yourself in because you must be. I don't think anything, like if.
You go, okay, you crossed the line.
I don't think anything's mean. Like, I literally don't. If one person can get a good laugh, it wasn't mean. Poor Will Smith.
That's the thing. If you're trying to get humor out of it, that's totally different. This is just like straight up, like, can I tell the world all his issues? But I thought, I didn't look into it, but it made it sound like she was like dating Tupac, then he died, and then she like met Will. But like, her and Tupac were not together. He was just her friend. I mean, maybe they were together, but they had broken up and they were just friends. And
her saying like he was her soulmate.
Yeah, like that's so hurtful.
That's beyond hurtful.
What did he do to her? You know, like,
here's the other thing. You're not they've been together for years. I mean, their kids are grown.
Yeah.
Like they've been together for years.
Well, she's like, I made an oath that like I wouldn't divorce him. And we haven't had, like, a real reason to divorce, but we are separated.
Not a real reason to divorce. I have seven. I could list seven right now.
This is
You had an affair. That's, like, the number one reason people get divorced.
He physically assaulted someone on national TV. No. Men have done so much less for me to break up with them.
No, I can't.
But again, because I always root for the woman. You remember that woman who chopped her husband's dick off?
Yeah, no,
we all were like, what did he do?
Right.
This makes me think, like, what does he do? But the thing is, narcissists, they talk. Like, whenever I've ever been involved with narcissists, they're in the press talking about me. They're saying all this horrible stuff. Yep. They're talking to your friends. They're saying horrible stuff. And you're just sitting back like, please let this campaign end.
Yes.
He's sitting back right now. If he was saying crazy shit, I'd be like, okay, look, he sounds like a dick too. But
part of me also thinks she's like a little bit jealous of him. You know, because if you think about it, they were both actors. His career skyrocketed. But you can't – that's why I never understand, like – you're, like, a great example because you – little old me. You're a great example because you're married to someone who's in the same profession as you.
You're married to someone who's so much more successful than you. He's smarter.
You're so
he's
much
better
less
looking
than your husband, and it's like,
and you're okay with it. You're not talking that much shit about him.
No, but I'm saying you two would never compete with each other for something because you're a woman, he's a man. You have two totally different like things.
Yeah,
I feel like she almost maybe at some point like competed with him a little bit, but like he's Will Smith.
My thing is like, if your man is doing so well, why would you do anything that could hurt his image, him making money for the fucking family.
Right.
Like, there was some conspiracy theories that, like, she's jealous. But it's also, I don't know, protect your mans.
It just doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, ugh, I'm like out on her. She's actually made me forgive Will Smith for slapping Chris Rock.
I guess we're seeing, like, that it is that insane in their households that we're like, we just know the top of the iceberg.
Yeah.
So you can't even imagine. So like, you're like, I understand why he just snapped on someone for no reason because he's dealing with.
No, I kind of get it. Like, I kind of get.
What I also feel bad about is like, I always put Will Smith on such a pedestal. Like, he's so hot. He's so smart. He's so talented. Like, he could be with anyone. Mm-hmm. So like, to have her going around talking shit, it's just not okay.
I would have loved like a Will Smith, Kim Kardashian like moment. Could you imagine? Right? It's like oddly could have been really cool. Somewhere in an alternate universe, Kim Kardashian and Will Smith like vacation together.
Kim, who do you want to date?
Yeah, like what's...
I feel like the Kardashians are stirring something up because you know this Travis and Kelsey stuff, it's not part of...
Travis and Kelsey. Travis...
this Travis Taylor, Kelsey Swift ship... You know the Kardashians are like, what's our next move? Because they've been consuming. It's a lot.
Okay, look. I don't want the Swifties coming at me. I don't. I'm not.
I love her. She's
incredible.
Her.
Let me preface this by saying she's iconic.
Yeah.
She's done so much for women of our generation. Mm-hmm. I think she should be the president.
Do you think she's trying to give women hope by showing her relationship?
I think she's giving women everything we need. I think she's the best. I think she's amazing. I think she should get a stylist and do herself a favor.
Are you talking about me or her?
I'm talking about her. In what world are you walking out to dinner in New York City with Blake Lively in your black wedge heels and your Charlotte Russe, like, black cotton dress? Stop doing it. Also, I'm going to say this too. I'm going to say this is the other thing. Red lipstick on a date? Who does that? No one does that. How can you eat? Mm-hmm. And, like, have red lipstick mm-hmm. and not, like, I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't.
That was the most Paige thing I've ever seen, because you can't even give an opinion on what's going on because you are so blinded by the fashion choices.
Everyone being like, oh, my God, she's out with Sophie Turner and she's out with Blake Lively and, like, this is amazing. And I was like, is no one going to say that she looks awful? That she, what is she wearing?
He likes her for her personality and her money.
Right, like, that's the thing. Like, she's a billion beyond billionaire.
No, you know what it is? You're not hating. You want her to, like, take advantage of this situation where she has all these cameras on her and be like, put together that fit that, like, you're so fucking proud of.
Yeah.
But maybe she's normalizing, like, girlies who don't really know what to wear and raising awareness. Do you know what she does,
justice
though?
For the stylish, the style...
The non-stylish.
The challenge. Style challenge.
I do think that... Do you need an answer?
No. He knows I'm working.
Did he finish?
Yeah, he must have. Should we just see what she said about his outfit?
Let's see what happens.
Craig.
Craig's calling.
Will you find out?
Craig?
Yes, baby.
What did New York say about your outfit? Did anyone say anything about your outfit?
Everyone loved my outfit. Absolutely loved it.
Amazing.
And they all said it was like... New York kept being like, I love the winter white. I need to start to add these to my outfit. See, this is what I want to do.
Did you call her New York the whole time?
Did you call her Tiffany or New York?
I called her Tiff.
you're so fun.
I was just saying I'm having like dinner or, you know, snacks with Aaron and his buddy. So
okay.
I'll be home later.
Have the best time. Bye.
Hey, Anna. How are you?
Hi, babe. I love how he knows you don't want to go.
I
love how he's not like,
he doesn't even invite me places anymore. He now actively, when people ask us to do things,
he comes up with an excuse for you
on why I can't do it. And then later I'll be like, oh, you didn't tell me about it. He goes, I know you don't want to go to that. I told him you had a thing. I go, oh my God, you're obsessed with me.
Wait, you were hanging out with girls that I didn't recognize at first.
This weekend?
That photo was crazy.
Wait, what photo?
Well, I think it was Paulina's sister.
Oh, okay. So Paulina did Watch What Happens Live. She was the bartender. Oh. And then her sister-in-law and her friend came. And I'm mm-hmm. very close with her sister-in-law.
Do you know when your best friend hangs out with people that, like, you don't recognize immediately? Because mm-hmm. Paulina wasn't in one of those pictures.
It might have been a picture of just me and Sarah. Yeah.
I don't recognize the sister yet.
Yeah.
And I felt – I literally went down a rabbit hole. I said, who is this bitch? Who is this bitch? I was, like, Googling shit. And I was
like – Don't worry. None of them live here. That was a one-time thing. They all live in Florida.
I was like, maybe in Charleston. She has, like, a new group.
No.
Isn't it weird that I know every person you know? And if anyone new comes into the mix, I'm like, boop.
Wait.
Were they approved?
You do know every come across my desk. Person I know.
Like, I know details about friends that I've never met. Like, I know
and
them
some
more.
Of them are wild. Some of the best gossip is telling your friend gossip about people that they don't know and they're not invested in.
And then I give,
like,
strong opinions on what they should do.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck about their life.
And you're like, everyone should just kill Brittany. I get it.
But speaking of Taylor, what I noticed that she does is she has these, like, literal eras of her life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when it's, like, the curly hair era. Mm-hmm. Then she did, like, the short hair, skinny era.
Yep.
With the girl gang.
Yep.
Then she did the, like, the bang. Now she's
wow,
in, like,
the girl gang era was an era. That was something. Remember that?
Yes. Yes. And then she did the, now she's in this red lipstick era. But I feel like she doesn't have to be so rigid.
I can't.
Who told her, like, you only look good with red lipstick? Someone must have told her that, which is so false.
I just can't get – I can't really move on to anything with her until we figure out.
What do you recommend she does with her look? If she said, Paige, oh, you're talking all this shit. What should I do?
I mean, I just think she'd have to figure out what her personal style is. Like, is she a Nicole Richie, like, preppy, preppy? Like, maybe she's that. But she's not, like, extreme preppy. But obviously, she's not, like, a Kardashian because she's not, like, ultra sexy. Honestly, the way Kendall Jenner dresses is the way I'd like to see
I would love Taylor her to dress more. Right.
I want her more in, like, I get it. She's, like, a jeans and t-shirt girl. And you can wear jeans and a t-shirt and be a little bit more elevated and like.
But she also can have fun like work pants type stuff with like.
Yeah, like I want to see her in like a knee-high boot and a cute little dress.
Oh my God, Taylor
see
her in a like knee-high boot? Are you kidding?
A flat and jeans, like walking down the street in New York City and like some nice coats. I mean, Blake Lively is like very expressive with her like personal style. Mm-hmm. So, and I feel like Taylor is creative and artsy.
Yes.
I just expect a little bit more.
You know, valid. It's funny because I love Taylor's outfits on stage.
Yeah.
And it makes me think that she lives this life where she's performing all the time. Mm-hmm. And then she goes home and she just wants to be like alone. And she's, she doesn't have like, not that she doesn't have clothes, but like she's not thinking like.
She doesn't care. Yeah. She doesn't care.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like Hailey Bieber is like, whenever I go outside, I'm getting photographed and I have my fits and I love that. Where like Taylor's, she's like on tour and she's busy.
Right.
I always felt like with athletes, they look their best like in their sports outfits. And then when it's like a football player, when they're wearing a suit, you're like, you look weird.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe she doesn't care to find that personal style that's so like.
Well, I wonder now, my next thing is, I wonder how much her style is going to change now that she's with Travis, because he definitely cares about a look.
Yes.
And he cares about his picture getting taken. And also, let's just talk about if you're going out to dinner at Nobu. You called someone and told them that you were going out to dinner at Nobu.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, he wants his outfits photographed. As he should. Like, as he should. He puts on some good fits.
We respect a man in the arts.
Yeah. And so I'm curious to see if her style changes at all.
She is, let's be honest, a genius.
Yeah.
She's a literal genius of our generation.
Musically and, like, business-wise, just all-around genius.
I would love to know how the conversation's going.
Yeah. I feel like we could guess it.
But you know what? He is funny, but you know that at some point she's like, okay.
Yeah, you did so good today.
He's trying to figure out the tip and she's like, carry the one. Just I'll do it.
There's just no way they're, you know, talking about current events or anything. I don't know.
I just think it's going to come crashing down in a bad way.
See, I don't think that. I think, like, this is, like, a fun little, like,
You think it's going to end quietly?
I think she's a Kris Jenner level. I think she's very, very smart at how she, like, plays things with the public and what she's releasing. Mm-hmm. She was releasing that movie. Like, her whole thing is, like... Mm-hmm. You know, throughout all of her albums, she's now finally dating, like, the football guy. Like, this makes sense for her.
So you think she's going to ruin him when she's done with him?
No, I think that he will quietly go away. Like, they'll be, not spotted together anymore. Her breakup.
He's made for life in terms of fame. Like, he'll always be a name.
Yeah, he's good. He's like.
She's like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
But, like, she'll control the breakup in terms of the PR and stuff.
She will be in control and it'll be full, like, oh, we're staying great friends. Yeah. And, like, this was,
I love his mom.
Yeah, such a fun fling and, like, whatever. But she has all that PR of, like, her at the games and all that stuff. And the movie's doing great. She's not stupid.
The crazy thing, okay, I know we shouldn't, I'm still talking about it, is that, like, this girl was not seen for a year.
Right.
Because of all the public hate she was getting.
Right.
And that's why I'm scared for her. Because it's such a thin line between love and hate.
Right.
And like, for women, people love when you get too much attention.
She's going really close to the sun in terms of PR relationship-wise and like being out and that stuff.
And Pete Davidson is like, what's up? What the fuck?
Pete Davidson's like, hello? I'm dating Madeline Klein and no one's even talking about it.
Did you watch him on SNL?
I didn't. I want to go. No.
He actually had a really funny sketch doing, not I'm Just Ken, doing I'm Just Pete. Mm-hmm. And he was making fun of like everything about him. And at the end, he like drives off with Barbie and then crashes the car, which was pretty funny.
Wait, I love that.
I mean, obviously, we don't condone crashing cars.
No, we definitely don't. We don't condone driving under the influence.
Yeah, which he obviously does.
But I love Pete.
We love Pete. We stand with Pete.
Should we talk about Gigi and Bradley?
What's going on with them? Because honestly, they've been – I haven't seen them in the news as much.
They reportedly reportedly have been staying at Taylor Swift's house in Rhode Island. And they've been going like every weekend.
She's giving when you are on a reality TV show –
she's giving storylines out.
You need to get in every storyline.
She's handing storylines out. The producer
was like, hey, you need to get in more storylines. And she goes, watch me. And she's, anyone, what?
Is Sophie Turner? How about her being like really good friends with the one wife that people are like always hating on?
Oh, Brittany Mahomes, yeah. And, who I love.
And now they're like really good friends. Like that was another, I saw them together. I was like, this is reality TV.
It's reality TV. Taylor Swift would be so good at reality TV. And if you think about it, her music is reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because she just, like, says the truth about stuff and people love it. And she gets to edit it.
Yeah.
And then the guys are like, that didn't happen. She's like,
well, you're not on my
show.
You
signed a contract.
People don't talk enough about what a hard job it is to be an HR director. You're essentially hiring people from across the nation to small business owners who are growing their team. But what if I were to tell you that there's something that can make your whole hiring process faster and easier? It's ZipRecruiter. Right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/giggly. Because you have a busy schedule and ZipRecruiter saves you time. ZipRecruiter has really smart technology that finds and sends you available great matches for your job. Once you review your list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply. So they're more likely to apply sooner. It's honestly the best. Hiring heroes, let ZipRecruiter help make your job easier. 4 out of 5 employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/giggly. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/giggly. G-I-G-G-L-Y. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold. Summer is too much pressure. But spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you.
Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. I can't tell you how many text messages I've gotten in like the past 2 weeks of people being like, hey, want to go out for a drink? Or like, hey, what are you doing right now? And honestly, it makes my anxiety skyrocket. So if you're someone like me and it's nicer weather and people are starting to go out and do things and you feel guilty and you're just, your social battery is down, sometimes it's nice to talk to someone about it. That's why I'm obsessed with BetterHelp. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, then why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just in case you do decide to take one of your friends up on their offer to get together in the nice weather. You can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad.
Wait, Gigi and Bradley, you know I love a zaddy, so, like, I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
Wasn't Gigi with Brad Pitt? No.
No, Gigi was spotted earlier in the summer with Leo.
With Leo.
So Leo, okay, wait. Gigi has a baby with Zayn.
Uh-huh.
Bradley has a baby with Irina. Irina was dating Tom Brady.
Uh-huh. Where's Pete Davidson? Wait.
How does everyone meet?
Honestly.
You know, like, that's the thing.
The,
like,
famous world is so small. You just message their publicists.
Right. Like, it's so funny to think that, like, all these celebrities end up dating each other, but it's like, that's their high school. Like, they can, like, they only date within that, like, crew.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Irina's somewhere on the phone with her friend being like, are you kidding?
Yes.
Blonde Gigi Hadid with my baby daddy while she's, like, in, what's his name? What's his freaking name?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's, like, bathroom. She's probably, like, having this conversation while, like.
And Giselle's like, Irina?
She's always been a fan of me. I bet he would go with her. Yeah, like, everyone somewhere is, like, obsessed.
I'm still obsessed with catwalks. Like, I will just get on catwalk TikTok.
All I do is send you catwalk videos,
and compare,
I think,
all
now.
The catwalks and be like, nope, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. We're going to do a cat off today for Instagram, a catwalk off.
Who is your favorite model to watch walk?
I mean, Naomi Campbell just murders. Yeah. I like when their hips go, like, boom, boom.
I think it's Naomi and Giselle.
And Giselle.
And when they're on together, so good.
When it's the same beat.
Yeah. We really have to be in heels to do a walk off.
Don't overthink it.
Okay, fine.
Don't overthink it.
Fine.
But you know, if you're a real model, you can do it in anything. you could do it with heels that have been, the straps have been cut. I watched a Shawn Mendes documentary for the third time yesterday because I was in a dark place.
Yeah.
These are my comfort documentaries to watch. Shawn Mendes, J-Lo. I watched the Beyonce Homecoming, too, yesterday.
Okay. Wait, which J? Oh, J. Yeah. Okay.
The J-Lo one, the Super Bowl. Obviously, the Taylor Swift one and the Lady Gaga one.
Okay.
And there's a Sheryl Crow one. And there's a...
Are you just doing the best of, like, your favorite documentary?
I just... Because all I want to do is watch those documentaries. I don't know what it is. I think it's, like, a manifestation thing. I like to see people, like, accomplish their dreams.
Okay.
And it, like, gets me off. Like, it gets me excited. I did watch a new documentary about Tanya Tucker. Do you know who Tanya Tucker is? Has that come across your desk?
I feel like I've heard the name. Is it something to do with food?
No.
Okay, cool.
Well, everything kind of has to do with food at the end of the day. It's, I feel like Guy Fieri would like her. She's a country singer.
Okay.
And she has a documentary out because she was, like, famous when she was, like, 13, 14, 15, 16. Then had, like, a wild life. But then again, most rock stars have a wild life because she's a girl. Everyone was like, she's wild and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then her parents passed away, rest in peace. And then she just felt lost and empty for like 17 years and didn't put out music.
Oh my God.
Then Brandi Carlile, this is like very niche. She's a star in the country music scene. Basically is like no one talks about Tanya Tucker and the impact she has. Everyone's like Dolly Parton and all these other people.
Wait, you know how your toxic trait is like you think you're a Michelin star chef and you think you could do it. And like if someone was like, make something, you'd be like, I can do it. Mine is, I think I could be a country singer. If someone was like, get on stage right now and be a country singer, I think I could do it.
I understand you. The stars are not the same as they were when you were drinking that beer and I was in my car.
I could do it. Like, get in that truck and drive down the street and come get me. You know? And that's my hit single. I think I could do it. Like, what do I have to do? Dyson air wrap my hair a little bit more and curl it and then put some cowboy boots on? Boom.
You've offended so many people on this pod.
And I'm going to keep going.
So, Brandi Carlile finds Tanya Tucker. And Tanya Tucker is going through it. Like, I think she had, like, some severe addiction issues. And she's like, I really don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And she's like, you are amazing. And people don't talk about you as one of the greats. And they should. And we need to remind them. So I'm going to force you to, like, do an album. Like, okay. A new album.
Wow.
And you watch it. And, like, Tanya's showing up late. But she sounds great. She's scared. She's also, like, in her 70s.
Oh, wait. What?
She's in her 70s. She's
wait. I feel like I missed a whole chunk of the story. So she was famous 14,
like a
15,
long
16.
Time ago. I don't know what happened in between. I don't know what happened.
Okay, she's in her 70s now.
And she, basically, Brandi Carlile is like, you need a new album because like people need to know how important you are to country music.
Okay, got it.
So she does this album. And then it was one of those, I cried and I didn't expect the cry to come. They put it out and she's all like, she doesn't want to go to the listening party. She's all nervous.
Yeah.
And they make a joke like, we're not going to make any money off this. But like, it was a beautiful experience. They get a call. She gets nominated for 4 Grammys.
Oh, in her 70s.
And you see her on the phone and she's like, what? I got what? What? And then they're like, for best songwriter, for best country song, for best song of the year. And she's like, 3? And like, you just see the joy come to her eyes.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
And like, obviously old people, when old people do anything, it makes me cry.
Yeah, you're very attached to old people.
I identify as an old person. And it was just really, really cute. So if you want like a heartwarming story, watch Tanya Tucker on Netflix.
That's cute.
If you had any emotions, you would like
I'd
it.
I'd probably watch it, but I feel like you told
Craig would
it.
Like it.
No, honestly, as you're telling it,
you're
I'm
like,
thinking in
it.
My head, I'm like, she told me the whole story. I think I got it. I think I get the gist of it.
Khloe Kardashian makes it seem like there's a chance her and Tristan might be back together in the future.
I don't care. Like, sorry, I'm being so out of pocket today.
Did you hear about the conspiracy theory? Like, Kim, I would never want to spread this. This conspiracy theory that Kim and Tristan are hooking up.
At this point, like, whatever. People
who hasn't hooked up with Tristan?
People get so mad at Khloe. Like, I can't believe you'll go back to him. Like, whatever. Okay, he, like, banged a bunch of people, has a bunch of kids. Like, at the end of the day, if that's who she wants to marry, like, okay, who are we? Like, who? If she got back with him, I wouldn't be mad or I would be like, okay, yeah.
You can't
it's
get
like your
mad.
Kid's dad.
Like, let them be happy. Like, it's kind of cute they want the family to be together and, like, people make choices.
And here's the other thing. Watching the show, because I think a lot of people don't actually watch the show and they're just like, oh, we just like hate them, whatever.
Yeah.
I watch all of the episodes. Khloe genuinely is the nicest. Can just tell. Like Tristan's mom passed away mm-hmm. and he has a brother who has like a lot of
health issues.
And so now like they just like moved into Khloe's house and like Khloe's like dealing with all of that. And she's like, well, yeah, obviously I'm going to do that. Like this is my kid's father. Like that's my family.
Yeah.
And like, I just love her so much.
I just miss her going, Lammy.
I do miss that.
I miss Lammy.
So like if she wanted to marry him again, I wouldn't be mad about it.
Were they ever married?
No, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were engaged.
Only Kim's allowed to get married. Are Kim and Courtney still beefing?
On the show, yes.
Do you think they are in real life too?
Well, the first episode of like the new season that like just came out was like an insane phone call between the two of them. Yeah. And then after that, it's kind of like
they're gonna make that as long as possible.
Yeah.
That fight.
Do I think they're fighting in real life now? No.
Really?
I think they're just sisters, and I think
true.
It's like—
See, we don't have sisters, but what I've heard about sisters is you would, like, punch them in the face and tell them you want them to literally, like, rot in hell, And then the next morning be like, do you want to get breakfast?
There are definitely two types of people. People that have brothers and then people that have sisters.
Yeah.
And like, we don't know.
Yeah. I think that's why me and you don't fight that much. Like, you know, some, I feel like some girls fight with their friends when they have sisters.
Yeah.
Where like, if we fought, like someone's like, best friends are about like fighting. Like if we fought, I would cry.
I feel like if you grow up with a brother, you're a little bit tougher exterior wise.
Yeah.
Like it's harder to rattle
also,
you.
Also, brothers are so like, they're not into the gossip and the drama where it's like you'll fight over like a Nintendo.
Like, right. It's more like they're saying like mean things and then like moving on and then like punching you. And you're like, okay.
Yes.
Where I feel like if you grow up with sisters, you're at a little bit more of an advantage
emotionally.
Manipulative wise.
Oh, yes.
Like you can
mental
fight,
terrorism.
Yeah. Mental warfare at a young age.
Yeah. There's pros and cons.
For sure.
There's pros and cons.
Pros and cons.
But I do think if we had sisters, me and you would have a different relationship.
Yeah. I do wish I had a sister.
For sure. Because then you feel like you always have that girl.
Yeah, like I would have loved to know, like you have a built-in friend. Like you have to come with me to this. You're my sister.
But you know what? I'm your chosen sister.
Yeah, thank God. But you don't come with me to anything.
Because you don't go anywhere.
Right.
Actually, we have... We're going to a Knicks thing on Wednesday.
Also, oh, yeah, we are.
It's not like it's a summer game. It's not a real game.
Hmm.
Which I'm fine with.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
Does it mean anything?
No.
Cool.
But it's going to be fun. We're going to Knicks game.
Yeah, we'll get some picks. Sports are like happening now. I've never had more sports people be like,
well, all these influencers are just like at Jets.
Yeah.
At
I'm like, come on.
But this is the thing.
It's the Taylor Swift effect.
Yeah. Are they like trying to feel like Taylor? Like, or do they actually, I don't
know. No, I think it's the teams are literally like, wait, there's way more money to be made if we have a bunch of like influencers here posting and now they're
paid.
All jumping on it.
Okay. Grace, our Gen Z correspondent, gave us a note, some bottomless brunches in California have vomit fees for people who puke in the restaurant. That's crazy.
That's so rude.
Isn't that the point?
Puke, like, in the bath? Speaking for the puking community, I'm attacked. I feel, sorry, my stomach doesn't go along with what you think it should.
Wait, that's crazy because not only do you have to pay for a bottomless brunch, then it goes right through you and then you have to pay for it again.
I have to give it back and then pay for it?
Also, it's a bathroom. Like, I understand if you puke, like...
How would you know?
No, yeah. Is there, like, a puke police?
Like, someone's coming in and ratting me out? I'll puke on you. If I would be pissed. I mean, maybe if, like, you puke at the table, they're like, hey, you kind of have to pay for that. Like,
yeah.
I would get that. Like, sorry,
I ruined... puking in an Uber. You're like, pay me a fee.
For sure. There's going to be a smell in here. I ruined the mahogany table. Like, who knows?
No, mahogany, you can just wipe that off, I feel like.
But if you...
Also, a brunch puke, it's orange juice. You're just puking up orange juice.
Also, I feel like there's some type of HIPAA violation of you coming into the bathroom and knowing that I puked. Like, there's something illegal in that.
Also, like, if you don't puke during brunch, did you really have bottomless brunch?
Also, it sounds like this spot is lame. They're like, you can have fun, but not too much. Like, fuck off.
Do they understand how much puking is actually going on? Or they're, like, doing really well financially, and they're like, this is the only way to survive it. That's so embarrassing. What if it's also what
Wait,
is the puke?
What's like, the backstory here?
There has to be a backstory. Also, like, do you know when you air puke? Like, does that count if I heave? Is there a heaving fee?
Right, because I've dry heaved all over the city.
I've dry-heaved all over Manhattan.
Probably on this corner at some point. Like,
what if you just do like one little
puke? Because you know, like, you're out with your friends and you're like, I'm not gonna puke, but I feel like I'm going to. So you spit a bunch and then you're like, I'm fine.
It becomes mental. Like, you can mentally stop yourself. Imagine the restaurant, just a bunch of people being like, don't puke, don't puke, don't puke.
I would puke because I would be so nervous about not puking.
But like, you're allowed to have diarrhea. That seems biased.
Yeah. No, it is. Because
I'm a this way girly. This way.
And I'm up. You're up. I'm up and you're down.
It sounds like the patriarchy is at it again. Because the girlies, it's called puke and rally for a reason.
I have a bone to pick with these people. Also, like, don't tell me what to do with my body.
No, literally.
Like, I'll puke if I want to puke.
Literally, that's crazy.
Like, let me live.
We're not allowed to get an abortion or puke. Like, where does
what
it end?
What is going on? I know. Where does it end?
Yeah, I got to keep my baby. I just got at brunch because I fucked in the stall. And I can't even puke it out.
sorry, I'm having morning sickness, the baby that you're making me have? Like, where do we draw the line, California? It's too much.
I can't breathe. Oh my God, I want you to run for president.
No, hashtag support women in the arts. Wait, would be our slogan.
This is not supporting women in the arts. Puking is an art form for women.
It literally is. Wait, this weekend, Craig had like a bunch of friends in town. And so we went out on Saturday night and... No, what did we do? We went out to dinner on Friday night, and then we went out like after Friday. So like all while we're out, like we're bopping around, we're listening to music, taking drinks, all while I'm out. But the whole 3 hours, I'm like, I'm going home and puking. Like I know this. Like, I'm fully aware.
Some people are gonna go home, take off their bra. You're like, I'm gonna let it all out.
So there's two bathrooms at Craig's house, right? Upstairs. There's the bathroom for like, you go up the stairs, it's the bathroom like for the other bedroom. And then next to it is a bathroom inside Craig's bedroom. Okay.
Okay, humble brag.
So I go up into Craig's room, into his bathroom, immediately upon arrival to the home. I start coughing, puke is coming up. Okay, sorry to be graphic. So I'm puking.
You're puking.
I throw my hair up. I'm then in my jammies. I come back out. One of Craig's friends goes, someone upstairs was puking, and it's like so embarrassing. And Craig goes, oh no, that was Paige. And I was like, that was me puking. And this other girl comes from around the corner, and she was like, oh, I was also puking in the bathroom next door. And like, I was so embarrassed about it. And I was like, this is a puke
safe
zone.
Space.
You can puke wherever the fuck you want.
Also, some people have like real phobias of puking. I do too. But I had a traumatizing experience once where I was like hanging out with the boys once. Like mm-hmm. I had like a crush and he was like, come over. I think it was like 16, 17. And they were all like arguing about like who's better at basketball, LeBron or Kobe, mm-hmm. for like 4 hours. And I was just like drinking like one of the boys, like hanging with them. And then I literally
like trying
was like,
to keep
I
up
need
your,
a puke.
Yeah.
So I go into the tiny bathroom in this like tiny apartment they all were in. I puke and I guess like maybe I flushed and it like didn't fully. It wasn't like an aggressive puke, but like it was a little.
You
I don't know what
out.
Happened.
Yeah.
But I go out and then someone goes in. They're like, Hannah, did you puke? And like as a 16-year-old, like, and we weren't partying that hard. Like I was a little virgin angel.
And that's why you won't smoke weed to this day.
No. No, I won't. And then once, I mean, this has now become a puking episode, and I apologize for the women in the arts, but and to the academy. In college, we had to do this mile run test. Where
in
it's not
college?
Funny, Chris. In college for tennis, when you come back from summer, mm-hmm. you don't just get back on the team. You have to run like a 7-minute mile, which is like you have to be pretty fit to do that. So you'd have to train so that when you get back, you're running it. So we're all like nervous and crazy and like we ran it. And if someone doesn't run it, like we have to do it again. It's a whole thing. It's torture.
Four times around is 1 mile.
It depends on how
the track.
It depends on how big the track is, but typically four times. You're basically sprinting full out a mile. Like I just sprinted the whole time, and then
I've already quit this tennis team.
No, I know. So this girl then goes to the bathroom, and I remember someone was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go check on her." There's like seven of us on the team. She goes and checks, and we're like waiting. They're not coming out. So then
I was like,
"I'll go check." So I go. She started puking. Made her puke. I start puking. And
because if you see someone puke,
the number one rule.
That's it.
It's like a laugh. It's contagious. So then. By the end, all of us were in the bathroom puking.
Sounds like my kind of night, honestly.
Honestly, just a Friday night. It's just a day at brunch in California.
It's so funny how routine it's become. Like Craig
it's
now
a pretty
just
bonding experience.
Can hold my hair with one hand and then like brush his teeth with the other and like do his own stuff while he's holding my hair.
Now I'm getting PTSD from when we went to France and Des puked and it was like really hot. Remember when he was like yell puking like, whoa! And I was like, okay, manly. Because when I puke, I'm like, oh.
You're like, get those oysters out.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh, man. Anyway.
I have a bone to pick with fashion.
Okay.
Why is everyone like, oh, the trend for fall is red? That's not a trend. You can't just pick a color and say it's like, who got lazy in the trend department and was just like hungover and goes red?
Well, every year there's a new color. Like last year it was, I want to say
pink,
purple. Oh, there was like a pink moment. Certain colors come in style like for like.
Who's thinking of this shit? Hailey Bieber.
I don't know who like thinks of it.
I guess I hope it happens organically and it's not just a bunch of like old men in a room coming up with these trends.
No, it's not.
How do you know?
It's Kelly Catrone somewhere yelling.
Kelly Catrone's a giggler.
I know.
Shout out to Kelly Catrone. Her daughter listens to Giggly Squad.
I bet she wants Taylor to get a stylist as well.
Kelly, message us in what you think. Oh my God. Taylor does Queer Eye for the straight guy. They're like, Taylor, we need to fix
what if,
this.
What if, like, we brought back that show on E that, like, your friends would nominate you for as, like, the worst dressed person they've ever met?
And then, you would do that to me. No. I've been waiting for a knock on the door.
It should.
Being like, she did it.
They should reboot it with celebrities. And, yes, I would nominate you. And I'd have a team come in and we'd have a whole episode.
Just call me celebrity. I'll take it. I'll take the compliment. I was on the West Coast all week.
You are? Where?
I was in San Francisco, Sacramento, Seattle, and Portland.
Oh, my God.
Over the last 4 days. No, it was crazy.
Are you okay? Would you take a red eye here? What'd you do? How'd you get here?
Babe, I'm not okay. I had a 5:30 a.m. flight.
This morning?
Yesterday.
Okay.
My show ended at, like, midnight, so I, like, barely slept. Get on the flight, watched HGTV on the flight, which means I am getting old and enjoyed it.
Yeah. They were going to say, so I'm getting all new cookware.
No, now I'm like, those shelves have got to go. And it's always these like people who look like just so normal. And then they're like, I'm just going to construct a house.
Yeah.
Then.
Or it's like people that look so normal and they're like, yeah, our budget is $2 million. And I'm like, then why are you wearing that?
Or their budget is like $5 and I'm like, they can't get anything. And then they're like in Tennessee and there's a full-on four-story mansion. And they're like, this is $6. It's a little over your budget. Like, it's so fucked up.
No, it's so fucked up.
But it is cool. I feel like Craig will do something with HGTV one day. Or, like, you and Craig will do something. He should have done something for his house.
Yeah, we should have.
I feel like his house has been shown a lot on Southern Charm. It's, like, all about him changing. His house changing. And your house represents
it's
life.
It's slowly everything I've changed about him, but no one's picked up on it yet.
No one's picked up. His name isn't even Craig
I've
anymore.
I've changed so many
It's days. Tony. He goes, hey guys, I go by Tony now. He starts like wearing Italian chains.
It's so funny because, wait, you know how we have like our whole like lasagna thing?
Yeah.
Well, in the episode coming up, like on Southern Charm, Craig, like one of the cast members has like a tragedy in their family. And so Craig drops off a lasagna.
Did he do it consciously or like subconsciously? He's like, I feel like this is right.
I mean, this was before we even had our.
Oh, the gigglers are going to lose their mind.
No, they're going to lose their mind.
Did he make it himself?
Yeah, he did.
It
was cute. And then like I got the credit because people thought it was me and I took it. And let me tell you something. I fully took it. I said, you're so welcome for that lasagna.
I love how anything Italian happens in the South. They were like, it was Paige.
No, anything good Craig does, it was me. And I'm here for it. Because you know what? I put a lot of fucking hours into this.
Speaking of the South, why did Taylor Swift have a Southern accent and now she doesn't?
Did she?
She had a full-on Southern drawl before. I understand how your voice changes. Like, when Des goes to Ireland, he gets, like, a little Irish accent. But, like...
Well, she did... You also have to... Her boyfriend was British for so long. I feel like if you're hearing that accent, it's probably hard not to, like, say certain words like him.
But she doesn't speak British.
No, but I mean... Well, you can't speak British. Whatever. Fuck you, Hannah.
And also, we're not talking shit about Taylor Swift. I'm just she's from Pennsylvania, though. And then I think she kind of got a country drawl when she was, like, hanging out with country people.
But then they moved to Nashville when she was, like, 13 or whatever.
Yeah. And then she met Tanya Tucker. I have no idea. Do you know someone? I'm not allowed to look at the comments.
Yeah.
But every now and then, I fall into the comments.
Right.
And someone was like, most of them are really nice. But someone was like, don't listen to this pod if you want accurate information.
Pin that comment because that's only what we've been trying to tell people for 4 fucking years. Don't listen to us. We're idiots. We're just going to make you laugh. We have no fucking idea what we're talking about.
She was like, go to other podcasts if you want actual information. I was like, we're not 100%.
100%.
100%.
We're not here to give accurate information
Where
about
did the title Giggly Squad make you think that this was NPR?
That we knew literally anything about anything. We know when your boyfriend's gay and what shoes not to wear. That's literally all we know.
At least we know that we don't know. At least we're fucking self-aware. Because some people do, like Claudia has, like, an iPad. Like, we don't even try to look stuff up. We just say it. We see how the other one responds. And then we wait for the DMs later.
We'll ask a question about it. And we'll be like, we're not really sure. We haven't looked into it. Like, it was in the headline. Like, we should know that fact.
Like, Giggly Squad is FaceTiming.
No, it
your
is
friends.
Funny because, yeah, Jackie and Claudia have iPads and, like, know what they're gonna say. Like,
yeah. Like, we have Chris as a producer. Chris doesn't understand, he doesn't know what even the Spice Girls are. Like, Chris doesn't understand womanhood.
It's so funny because I feel like I get asked a lot from, like, random people, people I know, and then, like, people I don't know. Like, oh my God, like, Giggly Squad's so funny. Like, you guys are so good. Like, what do you guys do? The, like, like, prepare. Like, I was so funny. And I was like, oh, we don't? Like, this is just my friend. Like, this is talking to my friend.
It's like if you don't prepare, it would be so bad. It'd be so bad.
Where am I writing? Like, what am I writing down that we're preparing?
When we do try to prepare, we like, confuse ourselves. I'm like, what did you mean when you wrote Invisalign fire? So, how's your Invisalign?
It's so funny that you say that because I haven't worn it in months. And I literally said today, tonight's the first night I'm restarting.
People don't talk about that enough because you stop wearing it and you're like, this is kind of fun. And then you're like, I need to wear it. But you're like, do I want to have a frustrating night wearing it?
Yeah.
Because it's tight. Someone is putting, like, bedazzling their Invisalign, like, putting, like, diamonds on it. And I thought that was kind of funny.
I really want to get veneers. That's my new thing.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, well, I'm off Barbie Botox, but I am going to get it.
Why are you off it?
I'm just off of, like, obsessing about it.
Yeah, it's not your algorithm anymore.
Right now, I'm all about veneers. But I'm not going to do it.
What made you see a veneer video and make you want to do it? Because me personally, I haven't really seen that many veneers that I'm like, I mean, Pete Davidson's veneers
look
okay.
I just don't want to re-wear my Invisalign.
Oh, so you're going to shave down your normal teeth to have little nubs that look like my fingers. And then you're going to, some of them look so bad.
No, some of them are so
bad. Also, some people can't talk. Like, they're like,
no, a lot veneers, of people can't
and
talk.
I'm really excited about
and
them.
And then like, and then you add on like a lip filler. Ooh.
Oh.
I don't know how the people are doing it.
But this is the thing. It keeps the patriarchy in check. Because if women can't speak or talk, the men are winning.
Right.
And that's, so we have to think about that. Yeah. But then again, me not talking, kind of peaceful and beautiful.
Once in a while.
Once in a while. Your teeth are so good.
Thank you.
What do you not like about them? Your bottom teeth?
No, I wasn't going to say that, but apparently you don't like them.
No,
what do you like about my bottom
teeth are the ones that shift. So then I like
no, it's
line.
Really more my top teeth. Like I could have, they could be better and I know that.
What do you mean by better? Like do you think they're
straight? They could be straighter.
I don't think that.
Okay, well, you're not in my brain.
I think that you.
Okay, well, you don't have to live with them every day.
Okay, well, you don't have to get it. Go to Sears. Try Sears.
Well, maybe you just shouldn't wear ballet flats.
I feel like you, and as you know, I've evolved with plastic surgery. Now I'm like, go off.
Right.
But this is reaching. Like, you are running from
no,
something.
No, I'm not going
to
actually.
You're bored. You're literally bored, and you're like, what can I do to, like, have a change? And then that's what you're thinking of.
Yeah, but that's too permanent. I'm not going to actually do that. But what I really do want to do is
shave
I want to get Barbie Botox.
I don't – what is Barbie – oh, the back?
And okay. I want to get it in right here in my jaw.
Yeah, I want masseter Botox too because I clench.
I just think it gives you like more of a like
– you literally have look. The tiniest little face.
Okay, well, if you're doing it, why can't I too?
No, you can.
Okay.
But like for clenching.
Fine. Mine's for clenching too. I grind my teeth at night. You happy?
Do you not grind?
I don't.
That's why you're bored. You have nothing going on. I am exhausted from grinding in the morning. I can't even live because I've grinded and clenched.
I used to have a girlfriend who, like, my best friend, like, high school and college, and we would go out all the time. Not Stephanie, another girl.
Fallon.
Actually, her and Stephanie didn't really like each other. Anywho, it's a whole different thing. No, not I had a girlfriend in high school that, like, every time she would sleep over at my house, I would hear this noise, and I would wake up, and I'd be like, what the fuck is that noise? And I'm not kidding. Years went by mm-hmm. that I was like, this is so crazy. Until one night, I, like, was close to her head, and I was like, it's this bitch. Like, how is she doing?
It's like a chalkboard.
She was literally grinding her teeth so hard yeah. that I would have to, like, shake her.
I think I do that. My mom said I'll make sound sometimes. She also says that I do this thing where like my body just like twitches but like a
Wait,
lot.
I have a hilarious story about that we
what did
end
Craig
the
do
pod.
What did Craig do? He was doing so well this episode too, like yeah, this was his best
this
episode
isn't even him. So Saturday night we get into bed, we had like been out whatever, but we weren't like fucked up or like drunk or anything. Like, whatever, we get into bed. And, like...
He's like, you smell of puke.
And, like, we're laying there, like, watching TV, and he, like, puts his hand on my thigh. And, like, you know, like, when you're, like, about to, like, have sex before... Like, you don't, like, say... Sometimes you don't say, like, hey, do you want to have sex? Like, you just kind of start, like, touching each other, whatever. So I'm laying there, but the way the pillow is like, I couldn't see him. So, like, his hand's on my thigh, and I'm like, oh, he's going to, like, try and have sex with me. So, like, I put, like, my hand on his hand, which I've never done. I don't know why. I was feeling sentimental and sweet. And so he's, like, rubbing my leg, and, like, I'm, like, holding his hand kind of. And then I'm like, why isn't he, like, doing anything? Like, we've been doing this for, like, a while now. And every time he like rubs my leg, I'm like, okay, like, yeah, go ahead. I give you consent, whatever. I realized he was not rubbing my leg. He was literally twitching, falling asleep. And I like look over, dead, like fully passed out.
You're like, that's not my clit, that's my kneecap. And
I was like, okay, I guess we're not having sex. I guess I'll just go to bed.
You're like, he's teasing. He's been teasing me for 2 hours now.
I was like, oh, God.
That is so funny because there definitely is times where you, because you know the guy likes you, like you're in a relationship with him.
Right.
But you don't know if he wants to have sex. And that's like a thin line.
Right.
Because like and getting rejected.
And we hadn't, literally on Sunday, we hadn't had sex in like 2 days, which I know. And so he literally was like,
he's going to break up with
you
me.
You hate me.
You hate me.
Like, you haven't tried to have sex with me in 48 hours. He was like, Paige, we've had 7 people are staying at our house. And I go, so?
You go, I've been puking.
I've been puking rallying for you. You're kidding?
You go, there's nothing in my insides right now. All I want
I'm
is
so
your dick.
I'm so skinny. It's prime time.
Oh, I love how we get dirty at the very end.
Yeah. Keep it interesting.
Thank you for that intimate sex novel. you guys, I feel like we have like no tickets left, but like there might be like a couple. Are you putting your sunglasses on? She's literally leaving. She's getting her packing her bags. I'm gonna be in Hanover this week. And it's like a casino. I don't know where Hanover is. Figure it out. Find it. I think it's near Baltimore. It's where that like sign was.
Yes. Okay. So driving to Baltimore.
So we have to go. And then I announced Denver. Watch Paige on Amazon.
Watch Paige on Instagram.
On Instagram.
She's always doing something crazy. Doing Amazon,
Instagram. Also, why is every day Amazon Prime Day? I swear it was just Amazon Prime Day 2 days ago.
Don't get me started.
No, how many Amazon Prime Days are there?
They now do it twice a year.
When did they tell? Like, I thought we just had it.
And I know. We had it in July, and then we had it again. We just had it again.
So it's not even, like, the same amount of time in between. They just... Mm-mm.
Jeff does whatever he wants.
Jeff. Little Jeffy being crazy. Anyway, we love you guys. Thanks for giggling with us. We'll talk to you later. Bye.